A proposed charter amendment requiring a public vote for long-term non-park or recreational use of parkland won't be on the November ballot in Ann Arbor. The proposal to update a 2008 charter amendment that requires voter approval for the sale of parkland was created in response to concerns about a possible train station on parkland that's currently a parking lot on Fuller. Supporters of the amendment also mentioned it was a reaction to a proposal several years ago to change the Huron Hills golf course. Mayor John Heefje says he voted against the proposal because the language was flawed.
Well, it didn't do what was stated, and it wouldn't have stopped some of the things that the supporters said they were concerned about had it been in place years ago. And I think we have to be really concise that something we put before the voters does what people think it's going to do.
Councilmember Jane Lum, however, says the language was concise and voters would have understood what the proposal would do. Lum says it may not be able to get support of City Council or the Parks Advisory Commission, but she believes the ballot question will return.
To put something like this on the ballot now, it requires collecting thousands of petition signatures, and there are people in the community. Is that a huge effort? You bet. But are there people in the community who have expressed an interest and willingness to do that because they think this is important enough? Yes. So I think one way or another, it will be on the ballot.
City Council did unanimously vote to put a five-year renewal of the Parks Maintenance and Capital Improvement Millage on the ballot this fall. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.